U.S. greater than the don't care attitude could potentially cause a second COVID-19 wave in Malaysia, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz The don't care attitude could potentially cause a second COVID-19 wave in Malaysia News. Defense Minister, all returning Malaysians no longer allowed to quarantine at home starting Friday. Watch, PDRM and delivery rider team up to save injured monkey on the highway. The don't care attitude could potentially cause a second COVID-19 wave in Malaysia. People arriving in Malaysia are going out against orders while others are taking their bans off. Singles and parents are eligible for Phase 3 of Gov's BSH payments on 24 July, find out if you are too. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. From egg hunter to protector, Malaysian battles to save turtles. Majin Company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would've always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. People features lifestyle. Tokyo Art Museum has art exhibition without any artwork and visitors are enjoying it. Did you know that there was once a North Korean restaurant in Kuala Lumpur? This Majin A&W outlet is super retro, it even has a jukebox. Syed Sadiq reveals his skincare routine for the flawless skin you see in his close-ups. From bulgogi chicken to mac and cheese, Subway introduced 12 new irresistible ingredients and it's making us drool. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Malaysia's handmade incense craftwork is a declining art and we should preserve it. 8 things you probably didn't know about the Baba Nyanya culture but you should. 10 Malaysian songs that you need to listen to from the early 2000s. There's actually a Syed Sadiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Chup. Crocodile as a pet? Shepherd plays who's most Malaysian. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Despite how well the Malaysian government handled the COVID-19 outbreak, the responsibility still falls upon the shoulders of the Malaysian people to ensure that a second wave does not happen. But unfortunately, it's becoming a little too apparent that Malaysians are forgetting to adhere to social distancing protocols. As according to Bernama, social activist and politician, Tan Sri Lee Lam Thai said that many can be seen paying lesser and lesser attention to the standards of procedures set by the government, especially when it comes to wearing face masks and keeping social distances in public places to ensure that the COVID-19 virus does not come back with a fuller force. They began to care less now and they don't want to do anything anymore. They know that they should wear face masks in public places, but many of them don't. What's more worrying, social distancing is no longer being observed. The 1 meter distance has reduced to 0.5 meter. This is very serious. We don't want COVID-19 to return with the second wave, he said. Even Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin spoke out about his concerns over the detection of 13 new COVID-19 clusters and reminded the general public on the hardships people would face as the lockdowns are reimposed in the event of a surge in infections. I see this as a serious situation. I hope the people can take seriously the call made by our Prime Minister because if the second wave occurs, the whole country will suffer, Lee added. It's only fair that we do our level best to follow the procedures set in place after how hard our authorities and frontliners work to flatten the curve. Down with the don't care attitude. Also read, Parliament members called out for not wearing masks during Dewan Rakyat meeting. Source, Malay Mail. Source, Eco Business. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article. Advertise. Contact terms of service. Privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.